Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Welcome to another in the series of Read the Word, where we're reading through the Bible chronologically this year. Now, as we've said all throughout the year, never in my life have I read the Bible through chronologically, out loud, in front of everybody else, ever once. But it's all right. It's been a good year, and God's blessed us and helped us to get this mission accomplished throughout this year. And on December 31st, we're going to be saying the very last words of the Bible, which are, "The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen and amen." And we will have read the Bible through completely in 1 year. And for those of you that stayed with us through the whole thing, you can look at yourself and say, "I just read my Bible through in a year." And some of you never been able to say that. And some of you kind of got stopped back there somewhere about June or July because summer hit. Go back there quick. Still got 15 days. Well, still got 13 days left. And you can get it done. Just blitz it. Make it happen. And people say, I've been binge watched Star Wars or something. Well, binge read the word. That'd be a good thing. That's probably not the right terms, but it'll be a good thing for you. Well, we are in the book of Romans today, and we're going to be reading about being grafted into the vine. Now, over here in chapter 9, God said that he's going to show mercy on who he's going to show mercy. Chapter 10 is the righteousness of faith. Chapter 11 is about Israel rejecting God and the Gentiles being grafted into the vine. And that's who you and I are. And thank God we have the access by grace, through faith, by faith, through grace into the... Well, I slaughtered that verse. If you don't know it, go look it up. You might ought to read it. We have access by faith into the grace in which we stand in Jesus' mighty name. Well, hold your Bible up. Let's make our confession. This is my Bible. I believe what God's word says. I am what God's word says I am. I go do what Jesus tells me to do. I receive this word as a seed planted in my heart, which produces a hundredfold return and more in my life, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen and amen and amen. Romans chapter 11, here we go. I say then, has God cast away his people? Certainly not. For I also am an Israelite of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin. God has not cast away his people. For whom he foreknew, it weighs people whom he foreknew. That's you and me. Or do you not know what the scripture says of Elijah? How he pleads with God against Israel, saying, "Lord, they've killed your prophets, torn down your altars, and I alone am left, and they seek my life." Verse 4, but what does the divine response say to him? "I have reserved for myself 7,000 who have not bowed the knee to Baal." And I think we can say right here in America, there's 70 million that haven't bowed their knee to Baal. Probably more like 150 million of us that haven't bowed our knee to Baal, and we're not about to, and we're not going to act like we don't have any strength or ability to overcome Jesus' mighty name. Just in case you don't realize it, Baal is the false god that demanded the blood of children. had a big machine that they would lay the children on the arms of it, and the machine would crush them and dump them into the fire. Yeah, very wicked, very perverse, very horrendous. So it's no different in the abortion and the mutilation industry. They've made an industry of it, just like when Paul cast a demon out of the girl at Ephesus, and they're like, uh-oh, we used her to bring great gain to the goddess of Diana. Well, it's no different. But it's a false god. And God said, I've reserved for me 7,000. Well, there's 70 million in America that's not bowed their knee to Baal, probably 150 million of us. And around the world, out of 7 billion, there's billions of us who've not bowed our knee. Verse 5, woo, preaching on that. Even so then, at this present time, there's a remnant according to the election of grace. And if by grace, then it's no longer of works. Otherwise, grace is no longer grace. For if it is of works, it is no longer grace. Otherwise, work is no longer work. What then? Israel has not obtained what it seeks, but the elect have obtained it. And the rest were blinded, just as it is written, God has given them to a spirit of stupor, eyes that they should not see, ears that they should not hear to this very day. And David says, let their table become a snare and a trap, a stumbling block and a recompense to them. Let their eyes be darkened, so that they do not see, and bow down their back always. Now, we read the other day in our program that because they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over. If you've got loved one that's the case with them, write this reference down. Chapter 33, verses 14 through 18, prayed over your children every day, your grandchildren, over anybody in your life. Why? Because God will reveal to them where they are and open their heart of minds, their hearts and minds by a dream and a vision in the night. And God's bigger than anybody's deal. And if they've been trained in the way they should go when they're old, they won't depart. But sometimes, because of religion, people run away. They want God. They just don't want religion, because religion never satisfied them. In Jesus' name. I'm in verse number 11. Got a big cup of coffee tonight. I say then, have they stumbled that they should fall? Certainly not. But through their fall, to provoke them to jealousy, salvation has come to the Gentiles. If their fall is riches for the world and their failure riches for the Gentiles, how much more their fullness? For I speak to you Gentiles, inasmuch as I am an apostle to the Gentiles, I magnify my ministry. If by any means I may provoke to jealousy those who are of my flesh and save some of them. Paul's talking about the Israelites. He was born in the tribe of Benjamin. We just saw him say that. And so he magnifies the ministry to the Gentiles on purpose so that the Jews will say, man, this is our God. What are we doing? Verse 5, for if they're being cast away is the reconciling of the world, what will their acceptance be but life from the dead? For if the first fruit is holy, the lump is also holy. If the root is holy, so are the branches. And if some of the branches were broken off, and you being a wild olive tree, were grafted in among them, and with them became a partaker of the root and the fatness of the olive tree. Yes, we did. Do not boast against the branches. But if you do boast, remember that you do not support the root, but the root supports you. You may say, the branches were broken off that I will be grafted in. Well said. Because of unbelief, they were broken off, and you stand by faith. Do not be haughty, but fear. I'm in verse number 21. For if God did not spare the natural branches, he may not spare you either. Walk circumspectly. That's what this means. Verse 22. Therefore, consider the goodness and the severity of God on those who fell, severity, but toward you, goodness. If you continue in his goodness, otherwise, you also will be cut off. Pastor, I don't want God to cut me off. Then just walk with him every day. Just walk with him every day. He'll never cut you off. Walk with him. Talk with him about everything in your life. Don't run from him. Run to him. Don't run from the cross. Run to it. Don't run from the blood. Run to it. You might say, I don't know what church to run to. Well, most of all, run to the Father, and he'll lead you into the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. In my very own life, I had a period of time where I wandered all over trying to find a church, but he kept leading me. He never left me. He kept leading me. My pastors at that time was Jimmy Swaggart, Robert Shuler, and Billy Graham. Now that's a group of pastors right there. They were the ones on TV. And at least I was being fed while I searched for the church. And then the day came where I walked into church and I'm like, wow, this is home right here. And man, did I begin to grow there. And the Spirit of God led me there. And they also, if they do not continue in unbelief, will be grafted in. For God is able to graft them in. Again, I think that's so amazing. He cut them off because they weren't producing. And yet he will graft them back in if they have faith. 24, for if you were cut off of the olive tree, which is wild by nature, and were grafted contrary to nature into a cultivated olive tree, how much more will these who are natural branches be grafted into their own olive tree? Rejoice, Israel. You not only are the children of Abraham, but you get to be the children of Abraham and of God. I love it. For I do not desire, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest you should be wise in your own opinion, that blindness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in. And so all Israel will be saved, as it is written. The deliverer will come out of Zion, and he will turn away ungodliness from Jacob. For this is my covenant with them, when I take away their sins. And you can find that in Isaiah chapter 59, verse 20. Concerning the gospel, they're enemies for your sake. But concerning the election, they are beloved for the sake of the fathers. For the gifts and callings of God are irrevocable. Wow. For as you were once disobedient to God, yet have now obtained mercy through their disobedience, and so these also have now been disobedient, that through the mercy shown you, they also may obtain mercy. For God has committed them all to disobedience, that he might have mercy on them all. Look at 33. It's one of the great verses of the Bible. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and the knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. And yet God wants you to search him. He didn't say, don't search him. He said, you'll just never get to the bottom of them, but keep searching. Verse 34, for who has known the mind of the Lord? Or who has become his counselor? Or who has first given to him, and it shall be repaid to him? You can find those verses in Job 41:11. For of him, and through him, and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. If you are one of the children of Israel, if you are actually of the tribe, the 12 tribes, just come and receive Jesus. He was crucified. He rose again. And he's been speaking to you. So receive him. And not only are you the child of Abraham and heir through God that way, now you're child of God through Jesus and his blood and his righteousness. And the law didn't give you righteousness, but faith and grace do. Chapter 12. I love how Paul links his whole book together. So first words is, I beseech you, therefore, brethren. What do you do when you find a therefore? Find out what it is there for. Man, that's just good coffee tonight. I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, acceptable of God, which is your reasonable service. So Paul said in chapter 10, by grace are you saved through faith. He said, you believe in your heart, you speak with your mouth, and you will be saved. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word. Verse 11, God hacked off the branches of the olive tree and grafted you in, and will graft them back in. And now he's telling us all how to do it. I beseech you, brethren, present your body a living sacrifice. Don't die. Don't kill yourself. Lay yourself on the altar of God. It's your only reasonable service. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed from this world. How? By the renewing of your mind, according to the word of God, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God in your life. Every one of us have a plan, a call. I'm going to write it in. It's not written in this. Psalm 139, 13 through 18, talks about your names written in a book. The good and perfect and good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Verse 3, for I say the grace given to me to everyone who's among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly as God has dealt to everyone the measure of faith. You want to say it with me? I have the measure of faith. How did you get that? Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith, came to live on the inside of you. So you not only have faith, because it was given to you, but faith himself lives in you. And if Jesus, the author and finisher of faith, lives in here, he can't help but come out through here. Quit saying that faith is that difficult, because you're actually getting what you're saying, a difficulty of faith. And you don't want that. You don't want it. Oh, yes. For as we have many members in one body, but all the members do not have the same function. So we, being many, are one body in Christ and individually members of one another. It's one body, but all of us have our place. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, let us use them. If prophecy, let us prophesy in proportion to our faith. Now, that's not a prophet from Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11. That's you and I speaking boldly. Then boldly speak in proportion to your faith. Or ministry, those who are in charge of making ministry come together, and they're the executive leaders, and they're the finance team, and they're the, you know, the team, and the secretary team, and whatever you got. If it's in ministry, then minister. Lost my place. He who teaches, in teaching. He who exhorts, in exhortation. He who gives, with liberality. He who leads, with diligence. Lead with diligence. He who shows mercy, with cheerfulness. Show mercy with cheerfulness. I heard Bill Johnson say, can you work with the poor and not hate the rich? Can you work with the rich and not hate the poor? Can you work with the young and not be incensed against the old? And can you work with the old and not detest the young? That's a proof of your heart truly reaching out and touching everybody with the gospel. Verse 9, let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be a Klingon. Abhor what is evil. Cling to what is good. There's a lot of people clinging to what is evil. And when they get to the good, it's like, eh, what about that? And they're Christians. People who go to church. There's people who go to church that cling to evil. I was in a store the other day somewhere, and I heard the song come on. Hello, darkness, my old friend. I don't even know what the rest of the song is. That's all I had to hear of that song to say, my goodness sakes alive, Jesus. May every believer who listens to this song, the next time they hear it, may their eyes of their understanding be open to say, why would I make darkness my friend? Power of life and death is right here in your tongue. 10, be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love. In honor, giving preference to one another, not lagging in diligence. That means be diligent. Fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing steadfastly in prayer, distributing to the needs of the saints, and given to hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. I mean, not only did Jesus say it, now Paul's saying it. Why? They both were led by the Holy Spirit of God. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice, and weep with those who weep. But only long enough to help you see, wait a minute, let's get you from the weeping into the dancing. Well, Pastor, I just can't dance. Look at what's going on. You'll dance if you're healed, delivered, and set free. Every example in the Bible, some people went to dancing, shouting, jumping, leaping. Why? They'd been set free. Those 10 lepers that were healed that one day, 9 of them, man, they took off for the priest. And one came back and bowed at Jesus' feet and said, thank you. I worship you. And Jesus said, well, then you get to be made whole. 16, be of the same mind toward one another. Do not set your mind on high things, but associate with the humble. Do not be wise in your own opinion. You ever heard anybody like say that? Well, like I always said. Well, then you'll only be as smart as you were. Listen to somebody that's farther down the road from you. Quote them. Repay no one evil for evil. Have regard for good things in the sight of all men. If it is possible, and sometimes it's not, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men. Beloved, do not avenge yourself, but rather give place to wrath, for it is written, do not avenge yourself, Vengeance is mine. I will repay, says the Lord. And like Brother Jesse says, yeah, but you take too long. God is a God of mercy. In your judgment, show mercy. Why? That's what I want in my life. I'm in Romans 12, 20. Therefore, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he's thirsty, give him a drink. For in so doing, you will heap coals of fire on his head. Remember, God said, give him a drink, not dump coals on him. That's what the one lady said. I thought God told me dump coals on him, so I did. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Verse 13. Here comes a fun chapter. Submit to the governing authority. Hold on a second. I got to delete this right here. All right. Let every soul except the Pentecostals be subject to the governing authorities. I said that wrong. Let every soul except the libertarian. No. For there's no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. Think of it this way. Biden's not appointed by God. He stole that election. He ain't supposed to be in there. In my opinion, you can't delete me. I just said it. It's my opinion. Everybody has an opinion. But the office of president is what was established by God. That was the leadership is what was established by God, the position. Therefore, whoever resists authority resists the ordinance of God. And those who resist will bring judgment on themselves. For rulers are not a terror to people of good works, but to evil. Do you want to be unafraid of the authority? Do what is good, and you will have praise from the same. For he is God's minister to you for good. But if you do evil, be afraid. For he does not bear the sword in vain. For he is God's minister and avenger to execute wrath on him who practices evil. Therefore, you must be subject, not only because of wrath, but also for conscience sake. In other words, don't just be afraid of his gun, but be good because you want your conscience to be good. For because of this, you also pay taxes. Had to go there, didn't he? Yeah, well, Jesus said, go fishing and pay your taxes. I agree with Jesus. For they are God's ministers attending continually to this very thing. Render, therefore, to all their due. Taxes to whom taxes are due. Customs to whom customs. Fear to whom fear. Honor to whom honor. Now, let's pause for a minute and talk about the United States of America. Guys, if we don't like the laws and the taxes that we're paying, we have a stewardship responsibility and an accountability to the men and women who died for this nation to stand in the face of those people sitting in those offices and say, you're hired help. We fire you and we're going to hire somebody who takes this tax burden off of us. They had a tea party for a half a cent and we're at 33% right now. You have every right to stand up. What you don't have right to do is kill people. Let's do it like God said. Come to him, ask him to remove the wicked who are just trying to destroy our nation. You and I don't know who those are. Just ask him to remove them. He knows who they are. I don't have a list anymore. And then, Lord, send us patriots who love this nation and want it to be exactly as our Constitution reads. Yeah, and all of that matches verses 1 through 7 very specifically. I'm in verse 8. Owe no one anything except to love one another. For he who loves another has fulfilled the law. For the commandment, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, you shall not covet. And if there is any other command, are all summed up in this saying, namely, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. If you do that one commandment, you will always be obeying those others. Love does no harm to a neighbor or to a husband or to a wife. Love tells the truth, but love doesn't do harm. Love speaks the truth and then is filled with love and encouragement and training and faith and hope. That's what love is. Love does no harm. Parents, you might discipline your children, but you don't harm them. You may use a paddle and spank them on their butt cheeks, but you better not be smacking them on their back and their head and everywhere else. God gave you a padding on purpose for that purpose. Love does no harm. Romans 13:11. And do this knowing the time that now it is high time to wake up sleep. For now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Therefore let us cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. Jesus said, you're the light of the world. And right there, Paul, by the Holy Spirit, calls it armor. Let us walk properly as in the day, not in reveling, not in drunkenness, not in lewdness, in lust, not in strife and envy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lust. That right there in verse 13 sounds like a lot of board meetings for ministries. Revelry, drunkenness, lewdness, lust, strife, and envy. What are you talking about, Pastor? Till you've been there to one of them, you just don't know. When everybody's walking in faith toward Jesus and obeying this book and loving God, being one with the Father, there'll never be a church split. There may be times we got to sit down and talk about some things, but there ain't never going to be a misunderstanding, because if everybody's walking with the Father, being one with the Father, you think the Father's going to have you be angry at the Father? The Father in you is going to make you angry at the Father in me? No, that ain't God. That means I got to shut up, slow down, pause, and come to an understanding so that I can have a great conclusion to the matter. Be reconciled to each other. If all of us in a board meeting are ministers of reconciliation, why would there ever be any strife or division? It's only because somebody wants to be elevated above everybody else. And as Paul said in Romans chapter 8, if you walk in the Spirit, you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. In Jesus' mighty name. Well, that's it. That's it. Now, we always do this. We always pray the prayer of salvation, no matter who you are. I truly believe that right now, tonight, and right during this, let me see. I believe that there will be people who watch this video in the future, whenever you watch it, that you are Israelites. You are of the seed of Abraham. And today, while you're watching this video, the truth hit you. Pray this prayer with us. I know how to pray it. I know how to lead you into prayer. And when we pray it, you'll be right with God in 2 minutes. And Jesus, you'll be born again. And not only will you be the seed of Abraham by birth, but you'll be the seed of Abraham by faith. Abraham believed God, and it was counted for righteousness. You ready? Sister Leanne, Brother Dan, pray this prayer with me. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life every day.
And according to John 3:16,
and according to John 3:16.
You said, if I believe in you, you would give me everlasting life.
You would give me everlasting life.
And I would not perish.
And I will not perish.
Jesus, here's my bold faith statement. I believe you are the only begotten Son of God. And you rose again on the third day just for me. Put your arms out and just say it. I receive you into my life, Jesus. All of your grace and your mercy.
All
of your love and your righteousness.
Filling
every part of my life
with
all the fullness of God. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. So I live in power. Understand the Word of God. Pray in my heavenly language. And live a successful life as a believer every day.
And live a successful life as a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen and amen. Welcome to the family of God. Welcome to the family of God. Glad to have you here. Now, you might say, wow, I never knew that like, what's going on? I know it. I can tell. Some people are like, wow, what's going on inside there? Well, what's going on is you just changed from darkness to light because Jesus came to live inside of you. You said, I receive you into my life. John chapter 1 says, to as many as received him, to them he gave the power to become the children of God. John 3:16 says, whoever believes in him, we just said, I believe in you. You will not perish, but you'll have everlasting life. So in that prayer, God, by Jesus' blood and righteousness, filled you to overflowing with God. And now light and peace and strength and might and dominion and faith. Jesus is the author and finisher of faith. He lives in you. Faith himself lives in here. You're full of faith. Hallelujah. Now, Pastor, what do I do? How do I walk with God? Get your Bible like this. I want you to buy one of these. This one costs you about $80 because I bought the extra nice leather and you want that. Thompson Chain Reference Bible, New King James Version. Can't buy this Bible or you don't have enough money to buy a Bible. Get in contact with us. We'll make sure you get one because we want you to be able to study. Read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the book of Acts. That's the ministry of Jesus and the church. Start there, and you'll begin to see who God is and what he's doing. Click like, subscribe, hit the bell, and be with us. Shoot me an email. Ask me a question. Tell me your story. Give me a prayer request. My email address is right down there, hgpreacherman@gmail.com. Click like, subscribe, and hit the share button and share this with somebody that you know it'll be a blessing to. Matter of fact, share it with your enemies. It'll probably be a blessing to them too. And maybe they'll no longer be your enemy. Most of all, stay connected with us and we'll help you walk with God. There's a playlist for this YouTube program called Read the Word. Search my name, Samuel J. Cottle, right in your YouTube channel. Samuel J. Cottle, and then put Read the Word, and it'll take you right to this playlist. And when you get there, you'll be able to. There's this little square that has a plus sign. Click that, and it'll add this playlist right into your personal channel so that you'll be able to go there very simply every day by just clicking on library on my phone. Library and YouTube is down here in this bottom corner. Let me get my YouTube up. There you go. And if you go down here to the bottom corner, it says, oops, it says library right there. And if you click on that, Okay, if you clicked on that, I don't know what I clicked on, but that wasn't it. Then you'll be able to see all your playlist. And you'll be able to find Read the Word. You can start in Genesis and go all the way through it between now and the end of the year. Could you imagine reading the whole Bible in 1 month? Be pretty cool. You could do it. You'd have to be focused, but you could do it. In Jesus' mighty name. Well, that's it. I'll stay on here and just talk to you. Till we see you again, this is what we have to say. For all of you that's on YouTube, that's our normal listeners. If you want to run over here to Zoom, we're going to still be on here for a few minutes yet. And we'll be a blessing. And really, I wanted to have a Christmas question and answer session tonight. The night's still young. It's Saturday night. It's not like those of you that are party animals, you were really getting anything going real good till 10:30 at night. And we're just now there. Till we see you again. This is what we have to say. Remember this. You ready? We love you.
We love you.
And God loves you.
God loves you.
And Jesus
is
Lord. God bless you, Blog Talk Radio. Remember this. We want to put this into your native language. And I got a plan. But you got to email me and say, Pastor, what's your plan? How can we make this happen? Because I want those who know, who can speak my language, to hear what it is you're saying. And you shoot me an email. The email's right there in the details of the program, and we'll be a blessing to you. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen and amen. Amen.